Google has created a search tool to help veterans find jobs. Many veterans and military spouses, as we've reported often on this program, face all kinds of challenges in finding work, transitioning to civilian life. As an example, one in three veterans have said that they experience underemployment, taking jobs below their skill level. Let's talk a little bit about this morning with Joy Shi, Google Project Lead. Joy, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
This is a pretty cool deal. I know you're just announcing it. It's just rolling out. Tell us about what Google has created here.
Sure. So we know that Google has always known that the search for a job is one of the most important searches that a person can do in their lives. And so last year we rolled out a job search tool where when you enter a Google query like jobs near me, you can actually find job postings from around the internet in your area all put together in one place on Google search. So this week we have announced a new aspect of that feature that is veteran specific. And that's because we know that for the roughly 250,000 service members who transition out of the military each year, many of them struggle with translating the skills, the valuable skills that they learned in the military to civilian life. So the feature that we've rolled out is when a user searches for something like jobs for veterans on Google, we will prompt them for their military occupation code, which is the occupation that they had in the military, which they may not know how to translate into civilian life. So, for example, a very large number of veterans had the military occupation code of 11B or 11 Bravo, which is very clear for all veterans, but for those of us civilians, means infantrymen. That's not something you can just put on to a job board website to look for jobs for infantrymen. But on Google search, that veteran can now enter 11 Bravo into the search box and discover occupations that might be right for them. So Google has put the machine learning and real veteran transition data into our algorithm so that when a veteran enters that search, we can tell them that given the skills that you gained in the military, you might be a great training specialist or administrative supervisor or construction supervisor or any number of relevant occupations to help these veterans transition back into civilian life.
This is very cool, I think, because it takes away not only some of the work that veterans have had to do to find some of these jobs, but it sort of takes some of the mystery out of it as well. And also some of the hopelessness, because when you search day in and day out and can't find things, you just become hopeless after a while. So this takes a lot of that out of that.
Absolutely. I think that with the job search, anyone, veterans or non-veterans, really struggle with the emotional aspect and just the difficulty of finding jobs that might be a good fit for you. So anything that we could do to take a little bit of friction, make it a little bit easier for people, can make a big difference.
Part of this, too, is not only having, you know, the search engine run this, but I'm guessing you're trying to get employers to add this to their websites as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So this week we also launched a feature where employers who have their career sites powered by Google Cloud's talent solution can do a very similar search. So employers like FedEx, PepsiCo, CareerBuilder, and Getting Hired, when you go on their websites, you can also do a similar search.
Joy, are there employers that do a better job of hiring veterans than others, and how is Google trying to sort of corral them all together in this effort to help veterans?
Well, for here, for a feature like this, the employer itself doesn't actually have to specify anything for the job. We do the hard part of translating the job requirements into kind of making that connection between the job requirements and the actual job posting to make it easy for veterans to find. We do actually, we did announce another aspect of our feature, which makes it easy for those veterans who transition to civilian life in the form of business owners. So for veteran-owned, veteran-led, veteran-founded businesses, we made another announcement that they can place a veteran-led attribute and associate that with their business on Google Maps and Google Search, so that for consumers of businesses or people looking for businesses to hire, it's very easy for people to support veteran-led businesses, too.
I was reading that, I want to say later this year or perhaps next year, there's going to be a new influx of veterans into the workforce. What is it that's happening that we're going to see this influx of all these new veterans coming into the workforce?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that trend.
Okay. I think what I read was that 250,000 U.S. service people are expected to transition out of the military and back into civilian life starting, I think it was starting in 2017 and continuing through next year. So a lot of veterans coming each year into the workforce. Do you have any more statistics about how they're doing in the job search, in the workforce hunt these days?
Yeah, absolutely. You had already mentioned that about one in three veterans of that number end up taking jobs well below their skill level. Another unfortunate statistic is that about 44% of veterans actually leave their first post-military job within a year, often because they either didn't feel like the job was the right fit for their skills or because they struggled to find a sense of purpose in their job. And that's where we're hoping will really help with this feature, is with that skills match component.
Joy, this is amazing technology, and it shows where we're going. Give us a sense of where the technology is heading, not just with this program, but with others as well at Google. I know you mentioned this AI and some of the machine learning here. Where are we headed with this?
You know, we just want to help people on the most important search journeys of their lives with whatever data that we can gather. So in this situation, the way that we developed this feature was by dumping a lot of training data about real veteran transition, because people come with this giant problem of, what am I going to do with my life? How do I get back into civilian life? And we just tackle that problem step by step with the data that we're able to get. We actually worked with the United Service Organizations, which is an organization that helps veterans transition. Part of what they do is help veterans transition back into civilian life, and we developed the feature in tandem with them. So we kind of combined the data that we were able to find in machine learning technology that Google is fantastic at, and that people element, because we went over to the USO offices and said, this is our prototype, can you try it out? And then a week later, we would iterate on our prototype and then have them try that out over time until we got something that worked, combining that data and people element.
Well, Joy, this is amazing stuff. We appreciate you being on this morning. Thanks to Google for caring so much about our service folks. And we will make sure people know how to do this. And we'll put a link in our podcast of this program a little bit later on this morning.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having me.
Joy Shi, Google project lead, Google creating a new search tool to help veterans find jobs. Again, the link will go into the podcast of the Opening Bell a little bit later on this morning.